Wake up and do your podcast, you lazy piece of shit, is what I should have for my alarm clock today, this morning. Because. You know how when you're running a podcast, and you gotta do your podcast, and you're getting up in the morning, and you literally have nothing else to do in the day, but for whatever reason, you just can't seem to muster the energy to talk into a microphone for 30 minutes, even though that's what you do every night of the fucking week, every other fucking night of the week. Yeah. Jesus, man. A little rough getting going this morning, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. A little sketchy. Almost did a little bit of staying in bed there. But, you know what? I got up. I got my leftover flame broiler. Had some chicken and a vegetable cabbage shit for breakfast. That was my breakfast. And a Dr. Pepper. Because I'm single. That's basically why. I almost feel jealous of all those dudes waking up in the morning and they're... Ladies in there slaving away, cooking them breakfast, legs and bacon, right? No. Except that doesn't happen. That's the only kind of... That's the kind of thing that happens in my brain, what I think marriage is, and then it doesn't act... Maybe like in the 50s. Maybe in the 50s when we had stay-at-home ladies, but, you know, your girl's got to get to work too, man. Can't have her, bending over backwards trying to flip your little eggs, trying to get them nice and fried on both sides the way you like it, right?
No.
So that was me. I got my Dr. Pepper, got my eggs in me, or my chicken, which... Now I'm ready to do a podcast, I think. Maybe. We'll see where this is going. I had a show at the Irish Heritage Club in Bakersfield, California. Dude, I fucking love doing that room, man. It is this tiny little, you can call it a hole in the wall. It's a nice place. But, yeah, it's tiny. And it's not where you'd expect it to be. And every time, I've done probably 3 or 4 shows out there, and every goddamn time, the crowd is great. It's just a nice little room. Everything's, nice and, I don't want to say intimate. We're not, dimming the lights and giving each other hand jobs. But it's a nice little, eye contact. You can see everybody. It's nice. And what else? Oh, yeah. The one thing they do there that I think is hilarious is no one wants to sit in the front row. And I get that, when you're at a theater or if you're at a, if you're at a big show where, maybe the comic got a spotlight in his eye and he can't see past the first few rows. I get that. Because you're going to be able to hide in the back. But in a room that small, I could literally smack the back row. I could just reach over and just, Kobe Bryant just fucking dunk on one of these guys in the back row. Just, because the place is so small. It fits maybe, maybe 30 people. If that. And it's just a great little vibe there. And the dude that runs it, he's awesome. The bartenders, well, they're not really bartenders. It's just people pitching in, helping out, pouring drinks. Those guys are awesome. And they got their, they got their Guinness tap set up the way it needs to be. Like, these dudes went to Ireland. They went to Ireland to the Guinness Brewery. And, I guess they sat down and, took a class or a PowerPoint presentation on how exactly you're supposed to set up these taps so that you can pour Guinness the way it was meant to, so that you can drink Guinness the way it was meant to be drunk. But, it was a great show. Bunch of my buddies came out that weren't comics, people in the audience, obviously, all the comics were friends of mine. But, it was a good turnout. Thanks to everybody for coming out. Thanks to Matt for putting that on, having me out there. Thanks again to the, non-bartender bartenders doing a fantastic job. And I had a great weekend. I had a great show there. What else do we got? The gays can get married, right? Let's say it like an old cranky white guy. Now, you know, that's great. I don't know, like, if this is just me being a negative Nancy, but I'm a little bit pissed off. Like, just, I mean, like, a little bit. Like, it just, it's a little bit annoying that we didn't figure this shit out 15 years ago. Like, yeah, it's great. I'm glad that everyone can, you know, go and, you know, marry who they want to marry, you know. Just stop it. Just stop it. Just as long as it stops at gay marriage. I don't want anybody marrying in turtles. Right? Because that was one of the stupid arguments against it. Nah, I just feel like this should have been, you know, as far as common sense goes, I mean, it should have been a slam dunk. Like, easy peasy. Like, why are we even arguing about it? Well, because Jesus. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. And I really haven't heard any good non-Jesus arguments against gay marriage. Like, what are we going to tell our kids? You just tell them that there's gay people and they can get married. Boom. Done. What's the other one? Oh, yeah, the old, but it's gross, is really what it comes down to. Like, if you don't have a non-Jesus argument, I mean, the fact that people are even bringing Jesus into it, you know, we shouldn't be having the Bible and making our fucking laws based on that, because that's called a theocracy, and that shit gets nuts. You don't want that going on. That's what they got over there in Iran, I think, to a degree. It didn't work out so well in the Middle Ages. Tried that, didn't do so good. Yeah, so you, like, and then there's the old, oh, it's gross. Oh, gay sex is gross. All right, well, don't have gay sex. It's not hard, you know. Done deal. Should have had this fucking wrapped up 15 years ago, you know, or 8 or whenever that, you know, but we left it up. We left it up to individual states to not be cunts, and they were cunts. So it just goes to show, people will be cunts. That's the takeaway. That's my message. Ugh. Fucking rambly bambly today. We need to stop. Can we stop giving? Can we stop giving churches money? Seriously, I'm not trying to get on a high horse here, man. But you know they don't need it. You know, if you're Catholic, look at the Vatican. They got, you know, gold plated statues of, you know, people that have been dead for 1,000 years. Like, they've got money. They don't need your money. Don't give them money, you suckers. Don't. Fucking, they start passing that basket around, knock it over. Just knock it, smack it out of someone's hands, send it back the other direction. Because they don't need that shit. You know, unless you got one of those churches where it's like a little, you know, unless the money's going to keep the fucking lights on at the church, that's fine. Sure. Or if you're going to go, you know, put, you know, give jackets to homeless people or feed them on Thanksgiving and that kind of thing. You know, those charity stuffs. You know, do that. Sure, do that. But make sure that you know that that's what it's going to. You know, if you're handing over if you're handing over 10% of your check that the government's already taken like 30 out of, then you got rent, car insurance, house insurance, fucking cell phones. You got to feed your kids, got to feed yourself. Maybe tuck a little away for that trip to Disneyland, because that's getting expensive now, right? Yeah. If after all that you still want to give 10% of your check to the church, like, you know, don't do it, you dummy. You work for that money. They don't need it. Why? You know, you give them that money, they say they're going to send it to a charity, then you come back and they got some new glass-stained window of Jesus, right? Like, they don't need that shit. I went to a church. I'm not religious, obviously. That's why I'm talking all this shit. But I went to a church one time, and these dudes had it. I mean, they were doing it right, I guess. I mean, I didn't buy into what they were saying, but, you know, they were doing it right in the sense that their whole church was like one dude with a Bible and then just a shitload of tree stumps. And it was in the middle of the woods, and these dudes just sat there on these tree stumps. Like, if there was something like that, like, I'd probably go just to hang out. Like, you're still going to... You know, just try to ignore the muffled chuckles once you get to that whole Jesus' mom being a virgin part. But, you know, generally speaking, like, I wouldn't mind doing that. Just sit there and smoke cigarettes and hang out. Probably not smoke cigarettes, but, you know, don't want to be a douchebag. But, yeah, you know, sit on a tree stump. become one with nature. You know, don't give it to these dudes, especially these guys. There's some of these guys. There was a dude that was like legitimately trying to raise money so that he could buy a jumbo jet. And his reasoning for that, I guess, was to go to Africa and preach to the masses there. Well, here's the thing about Africa. They know about Jesus, man. That story's been getting around for quite a while now. They know about it. That's why every other year or so, you hear a story about some like African preacher getting eaten by a crocodile because he tried to walk on water, or you know, they were doing a baptism in the Nile or some shit. Like, it happens. You hear about it. They know. And then it's also part of the reason why that, to my understanding, why why AIDS is kind of getting or staying ramped up down there is because they all listened to the Pope when the Pope was saying, well, don't wear condoms because condoms are the devil. And AIDS is what happens when you have sex in Africa with no condom. I mean, really, it could happen anywhere, but you know, it's prevalent down there is what I'm getting at. Yeah, this dude tricked a bunch of people into like trying to give him money for a jumbo jet, man. I'm telling you, these people are fucking con artists. A lot of them. Not all of them. Don't fucking get angry. I'm not saying everyone. I'm saying that, I don't know, 90%. There's a lot of them. A lot of them are dirtbags. Like these, dude, there's a reason the 700 Club only comes on between the hours of like 8 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. It's so they can get Nana's credit card information while you're at work. That's all. That's all it is. Just a fucking scam. It's the same reason that they start selling slap chops at like 3 in the morning. It's so they can get some bleary-eyed pot smoker to... pot smoker. Some bleary-eyed smoking them pots. Like, I've never done it. Nah, some, you know, those fucking potheads, man. Sitting there, grubbing down on their Taco Bell. They see a slap chop or a... or an awesome auger, or one of those fucking, nah, man, I need a towel that can absorb an entire glass of water, man. Like, I just need, because it's fucking, like, you just, sometimes, like, I want water, but, like, I don't want to hold the glass, man. So I just take the water, I put it in the rag, and I put the rag in my pocket, and then when I want water, I just squeeze it out, I just wring it out, and then I take what I want, and then I put the rest back in my pocket, man. It's pocket water. Pocket water, man. Yeah. Oh, shit. But yeah, it's fucking... yeah. Anyway, quit giving your money to churches. They don't need it. They really don't. What else do we got? Blackface lady, Bruce Jenner. I know I'm late to the game on that, but, you know. I wanted to get my story straight. I wanted to figure it out, because I've been going back and forth, man. I've been doing bits about old Caitlyn Jenner. And I don't want it to come off as, like, transphobic or anti-transgender, because that's not it, but... Here's the thing, I didn't like Bruce Jenner when he was Bruce Jenner. I thought he was a douchebag. I did. I hated that fucking show. And he just sat there, and he would just kowtow to these ignorant twats, these overprivileged scum of the earth, douchebaggy cunts. And I would sit there, I'm like, dude, you're a fucking Olympic gold medalist. You're a goddamn champion. You're on a Wheaties box, and you're going to sit here and let these squawky twats pull your bitch card like that. Like, every time, they just put him in a corner. Like, every time. Anytime, he'd, like, come, whoa, I don't know, and they're just like, man, you damn, no one wants to, you know. And I know that I only saw, like, 3 episodes of that show, because anymore, it's like mercury. You can handle a little bit of mercury or x-rays. You can handle a little bit of x-rays, but you sit there in front of the thing too long, you're going to fricassee your brain. And so, yeah, I feel like 3 was my limit, and then I had to bow out. But, yeah, he just seemed like a douchebag. So, in the interest of equality, I'm going to still make fun of him, even though he's a her now. And you know what? If anyone thinks that it's a transgender thing, it's not. Because if there was a, if I saw a person like that in real life, a person that, you know, let's say they were a dude, now they're a lady, well, then I'm going to, you know, call them by their lady name. But, you know, I'm still going to make fun of Bruce Jenner, is what I'm getting at. I could care less what bathroom you pee in. I don't give a shit. If you're a dude and you want to wear a dress, I think you I don't even think you should have to label yourself, which you probably don't, but I don't even think you should have to label yourself as a, like, transgender or whatever the hell. Like, if you want to wear a dress and you're a dude, wear a fucking dress. I don't care. If you're a lady and you want to wear a I don't know, like a suit and tie, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. You want to do that, do it. I don't give a shit. It's not going to bother me. And what you do in your own home, as far as the sexual stuff goes, that's your business. I don't give a shit. But, yeah, so I'm going to still make fun of old Caitlin, Bruce. How do we do that? How do we do that? How do I address Bruce Jenner and not sound like... And I'm talking about Bruce Jenner as the fucking dude. You know what I mean? Like, I get that Caitlin exists now, but does Bruce Jenner not exist anymore? Like, if I go, yeah... Bruce Jenner, do I have to refer to him as in the past tense? Bruce Jenner was a real pussy. What's that? Is that how it's got to be? And then, you know, Caitlyn Jenner. And does that get you a free slate? I don't think that gets you a clean slate, being transgender. Like if I thought you were a douchebag before, I feel like it's perfectly fine for me to think you're a douchebag now. Even though, technically, I guess, Caitlyn Jenner hasn't done anything douchey, really. Cover a Vanity Fair. It's not really, I mean, whatever. I don't know. Like, it's still kind of like, it's not like she's the first one to do that. You know what I mean? Like, why, I maybe because it's just Hollywood. It's just Hollywood bullshit is what it is. Like, there's, you know, there's dudes that have been doing the transgender thing everybody's been, I don't even know. We need to come up with a word that is, like, sexually ambiguous. And I guess dude is, because I call girls dude, too. Probably why I'm single. So, yeah, if I'm saying dude, just know... just know that it is gender ambiguous. It doesn't mean dick right now, for all intents and purposes, till I can find a better word. But... people would do it. It's right there. But people have been doing this for, you know, probably 2 or 3 decades now, where it's been, you know, in the news and it's been a thing that people are aware of. So, yeah, I don't. The only reason Brucey Poo got, Katie Poo got the cover of Vanity or whatever the hell it was, whatever fucking magazine it was. Yeah, it's because he was Bruce Jenner. It was the only reason. Quit babbling about that. Oh, Jesus. But yeah, and people are trying to, like, I don't get the, you know, we celebrate Caitlyn's little thing, there we go, marginalizing again, that's gonna get you pissed, audience. Now, Caitlyn did her thing, and then the lady put on the blackface and everybody got pissed at her, and, it wasn't even blackface, it was just she said she was black and she wasn't, I guess. I don't know. I think, like, either we live in a world where your body has no, like, your actual physical body has no input into how you identify yourself as a human being, or it does. Either I can say I'm a woman and be fine, or I can't. I don't feel like we should draw the line there. Like, I don't think that if somebody walking down the street decides, hey, I'm a woman, not only that, I'm a black woman, and it's a white dude, hey, I'm a black woman now, alright, cool, man, thumbs up, go on your way. I don't give a shit either way, and I don't think anybody else should. Now, of course, like, when you're talking about, you know, like, applying for student loans and shit, that's when it gets tricky, and I guess that's where she got in trouble. She was trying to say she was black and then getting all these like all these hookups on college shit. If that's the case, that's fucked up. Because that money's supposed to be going to people who have the actual DNA to back up the shit they're saying about their face. Right? I think. I don't know. And I don't even know why I'm babbling about it. As a white dude, as a straight white guy, really, what the fuck do I have to say? What brilliant... I know everyone's just on the edge of their seat waiting for what the straight white dude in America has to say about all this. So, but I, you know, whatever. We need to figure it out. And we need to apply that logic. That's what I'm getting at. That was my point. We need to apply that logic, like, evenly. You know, we can't just, okay, this thing over here, but not this, and if you're an Asian dude and you want to say that you're a white lady, go for it. It's not going to offend me. If you're a black woman, there actually was, there was a black woman, Ofa Mae Johnson, I want to say, who, if I remember the story correctly, pretended she was a dude, to get into the Marine Corps. And, when I was in boot camp, that she was a celebrated hero. We, you know, she was one of the, she was in the book, in the history book, they called it your knowledge. It's this little binder full of Marine Corps history and military jargon and all that stuff, and it was like, grab your knowledge. So yeah, and she was in that. So I wouldn't exactly say that the United States Marine Corps is the most progressive subset of our society, but there you go, you know, transgender right there. And nobody had a problem with it. She might have even tried to pretend she was white. I don't know, but that happened. You know, and I get that. I get black people from, you know, like 1880s and shit, like trying to be white. Like, I get that, because that was the golden ticket right there, and it still is to a degree. Not trying to say it's not, but yeah. So there you have that. I don't know. I just, because their whole thing was, you know, like, okay, this lady was pretending to be black, and black people have had this horrible history of subjugation. Well, so have women, not to the same degree. I'm not trying to, like, say that it's even, but what I'm saying is that it's, like, comparing apples to, like, eerily similar apples. You know, you look at, the history of it. Emancipation Proclamation was passed in, like, the 1850s, I think, something like in there. Then 1870s, black men were allowed to vote. Women of any color were not allowed to vote until 1920. So... women have had their fair share of oppression too. I mean, you could literally beat your wife until like 1933 or some shit like that. You could just fucking, she dried out the meatloaf and you're coming home from the factory and guess what? You snap that broom handle off and you just start beating her with it. That was perfectly legal. Take off your belt like she's 8, smack her with that. You could do that shit legally. You couldn't physically assault a man of any race at that time. That was still assault. That was still illegal. You couldn't do that. Now, that being said, of course, there's instances of people doing that and getting away with it, especially, you know, if you're talking, you know, 5 white guys in Alabama like that, you know, and they're beating up on, you know, somebody that doesn't look like them. Yeah, all right. That shit, I'm not saying it didn't, but... I'm saying as far as the law, it was still technically illegal. And as far as the law was concerned, you know, you could actually beat this shit out of your wife. So what I'm getting at is, white dudes have been shitting on everyone. So you can't use the old, well, these guys were oppressed and these guys were subjugated. So that's why this is, and that, you know, it's like everybody's been shit on. So, you know, clean that, just wipe that argument off the table as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, as long as they're not being douchey, you know what I mean? Now, if you're trying to say you're black, because you got some bullshit fucking, you know, like you're trying to get the student loans or you're trying to get, you know, maybe some sort of affirmative action upper hand in a job or some shit. Like, well, don't. That's where shit gets fuzzy. But if somebody wants to say they're a certain race, I don't give a shit. Dude, white people have been doing that for years, man. Years. Go to a freaking, I don't know, like a sushi bar or something. See how many white dudes are eating sushi, chopping sushi, taking karate classes, right? Walking around with the fucking kimonos and shit, right? We all do it, man. I guess the difference is, you know, you don't say you're Asian, but whatever. Why would you? You're white. you can enjoy all their shit, but you don't want to be one. But I like your nah, dude. Fuck you, pussies. So yeah, I don't know, whatever, man. But I just, dude, like it all comes down to like people being offended about shit, and that's what I'm getting at here. I think. Is it don't be offended. If somebody's doing something shitty, like even, you know, like let's say that lady was going around, she got out some fucking boot polish and just started rubbing her down with the old school blackface, you know, like that kind of heinous shit. Yeah, you know, take her aside, let her know how you feel, but, you know, like this whole like being offended thing, it seems kind of... Like, I don't know how you have the energy to be offended. Like, I'm 30. I'm not married. I don't even have kids. I don't have kids or anything. And I'm exhausted, like, constantly. So I can't imagine if you got a job and a wife, a husband, kids, a mortgage, fucking all this other shit, car payments. Like, you're, you know, running around like a chicken with your head cut off, and yet somehow at the end of the day you still find something to be pissed off about. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with you, or just kind of loosely has something to do with you. Like, that to me is mind-blowing. I want to know what you're on. I want some of that. But, Facebook was blown up the other day with, what it was these dudes, these gay dudes were hoisting up a rainbow flag, and they were posing like it was the flag raising on Iwo Jima, that iconic, you know, picture from World War II, right? And people were losing their fucking minds over it, man. Like, this is disrespectful. You can't compare what the men in, you know, uniform and our veterans go through and all this shit. Well, here's the thing. As a veteran, as a U.S. Marine, granted, I wasn't in World War II, so I can't get the trifecta. But I got 2 out of 3, ain't bad, right? Yeah, I don't give a shit. Why would you? I mean, like, if anything, it's kind of a little bit flattering that picture meant enough to them to replicate it in that manner. I don't see anything wrong with it, and there's a little bit of part of me that's kind of like, yeah, you know, right on, fucking. And I don't know if that's just me being a liberal pussy or whatever. Not that I don't identify. I might say things that are liberal, but I don't identify as liberal. Okay. I really don't, because why? You start throwing that in there. You start saying, oh, I'm Republican, I'm conservative, I'm this, I'm that. Now you're kind of saying that you back everything that all those other people that say they're that thing support, right? So if you're a conservative and you say, yes, I'm Republican, I am a Republican, and then you see a bunch of these dudes outside an abortion clinic, like, throwing eggs at, you know, some poor girl that is literally just made the hardest decision she'll probably ever make in her life, and they're just making it that much more fucking horrifying for her. You threw your hat in that ring. Like, you're guilty by association, even if you think that shit, even if you're anti-abortion, but you're also anti-throwing eggs at people for no fucking reason, you're still you're still in that category, man. People are still going to look at you and go, they're going to see those people being assholes. Then they're going to look at you because they know you, and they're going to go, what the fuck, man? So that's why I don't, that's why I don't throw that shit around. Like, I don't say I'm liberal. I don't say I'm Republican. I don't say shit. I just, every issue I take it as, how does Trevor feel about this? How does Trevor Dustin think about this? Don't ignore what fucking, ignore what your friends are saying. Ignore what fucking Dianne Feinstein or George W. or Jeb or fucking Obama or any of those people. You know, ignore what they're saying. Come up with your own plan. Do your own thing. Be your own person. Because if you're an individual, if you're truly an individual, you're not going to fit in with, you're not going to agree with everything that any political party is going to have to offer. You're going to have shit that you disagree with. And you should. Because you're an individual. Boom. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here. Because I don't know if I'm supposed to be funny right now, or if I'm actually making a point, or if I'm just spouting off complete, utter fucking nonsense. I have no clue. No clue. No sense. That's the thing about doing this, man. When I'm on stage, I know by audience reaction whether or not what I'm saying is making sense or funny. Here, I'm literally just spouting into a spit guard. And hoping for the best. I don't know, man. It's fucking weird. But I think that's the end of the podcast for today. See, where are we at? 25 minutes plus whatever I had, where everything was fucking up, so I gotta cut that shit. I actually have to edit. That's a bummer. I actually have to edit today because of all the fuck ups with the microphone and the air conditioner and shit. I'm gonna put this out today, which is Tuesday, June something or other. Tomorrow is Wednesday, July something or other. And then on Thursday is July 2nd, and I'm going to be at Clovis at the Mama's Backdoor comedy thing. I'm going to be headlining that. I'm going to be bringing you a sweet-ass 30 minutes. So if you're there in that area or nearby, or you want to fucking, you're in Bakersfield and you want to carpool with me, let me know. And we'll head up there. We'll make it happen. I'm gonna be telling jokes and giving out hugs, maybe. Let's see. After that, I'm gonna be back in Fresno because there's some new dudes up there. There's some new dudes booking shows. The week after that, I'm gonna be there on the 9th and the 10th. Hopefully, I'll get another podcast out to you to let you know what's up with those venues because I haven't been there. I haven't been to those venues. I'm not even sure where they're at or what they're doing. But I'm going to be on those shows, meeting some new dudes out there that I haven't met before. So that's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. But worst comes to worst, I'll put something on Facebook and Twitter and all that social media garbage and let everyone know what's up. So I think that's the podcast, people. Fuck you, Jeff.